All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Right, I'm just jumping on here. It's 4:30 on Saturday the 28th of February. I didn't plan to record anything today. We've got the Brit Awards later. I was just going to see what was going to happen there and then maybe do a follow-up episode tomorrow. Or actually, I'm due to talk to Davey Lane, you know, from UMI, a musician, later in next week. So we maybe just cover the Brit Awards there, because I'm assuming all that's happening is Noel is going to be collecting an award, you know, for best songwriter, and that's it. But anyway, I thought, but then as today's gone, you know, it's a Saturday for me. I'm quite busy. I've got a lot of stuff going on, you know, being a family person, Saturday's a day you kind of have to do quite a bit, but basically Liam Gallagher's kind of been trolling me, so I just thought I'd flag this up here. So what happened first? So a couple of days ago, you know, from I did an interview the other day with Damon Minchella from Ocean Colour Scene, who talked a bit about Liam backstage at the Oasis gigs and the fact that he was like, he was staying teetotal and he wasn't really around as much, but he was vaping is what the Damon Minchella said. Anyway, that went out on the episode. There's a guy called Mark Jeffries, who's a Daily Mirror journalist, who I know is a big listener of the podcast. Hello, Mark, if you're listening. And he put out a Daily Mirror kind of story, talk basically using what I'd said in the podcast as the basis of the story, which is fine, you know. And he always properly credits the podcast as well, which is great. So yeah, no problem with that at all. It's not like some, you know, some people that like The Sun and people like that that will often just nick things and, you know, and twist them and don't even credit as well. So, but no, Mark the Mirror is a good guy, and has been in the show as well. So anyway, so Mark posted this article. I screenshotted the article and put it out on Twitter. And then Liam replied to that and said, like, vaping is for three-year-olds. And then said something like, you know, I'll watch it with the vape slur or something like that. Now, funnily enough, what I'd posted didn't have the discussion about vaping in it. And so he must have, like, been aware of the article, whether he's seen it elsewhere or he's seen my tweet and then he's gone and clicked on it separately. But yeah, and then he's replied to me randomly, you know, didn't tag him, you know, he's obviously keeps an eye on my Twitter account. So anyway, so that was a couple of days ago, and then this morning I said, morning Liam Gallagher, there's a 10:13 from Euston to Manchester Piccadilly, gets you in with plenty of time to sound check and then perform at the Brits. He then replied to that and said, I'm already there, drove up last night, can't wait to see some old faces. So as well as him saying, you know, that he'd gone up to Manchester the day before, he also said, replying to someone, will you be watching it with Queen Peggy? And he said, yes, he will. And so it's like, okay, well, he must be in Manchester then if he's, but yeah. And then that's it. And I put up, Liam's stalking my tweets but won't come on the podcast. Come on, Liam. Noel does TalkSport on the regular. It's what the fans want. He didn't reply to that. But then Andy Rogers, who's a patron of the podcast, said, stalks your tweets but won't even give this old fucker a happy birthday message. And then Liam said, happy birthday, you silly old cunt. So well done, Andy. You got the shout out. Then Boned posted a picture. So it's all like, okay, is Liam going to be there or not? Is he just on the wind-up or not? We don't know. Boned then posts a picture of, like, basically one of those leg photos. He's clearly on the beach. And he posted a picture the other day of him on the beach, or him, you know, by the seaside anyway. And then I quote tweeted that, saying, okay, so Boned's not in Manchester, so it's not Oasis at the Brits. Then someone replied to that, saying, someone called Hazy O, saying, or he's posted that to make you think he's not there. And then Liam said, exactly, I've just jumped into him at the hotel. So he's on the wind, you know, he's on the wind up here. I don't think he's going to be at the Brits. Or what was the other thing he said? Someone said to him, oh, maybe you're the one to give Noel the award. That would be biblical. And he said, imagine. So, yeah. So, look, what do we think is going to happen? I mean, you know, you may well be hearing this. By the time you're hearing this, we may well know what's happened. I think it is just he's just taking a piss. And yeah, and he's not actually going to be there. He's just on the wind up, and it will just be Noel getting his award, doing a bit of a speech, and then leaving the stage. Now, that's all we know. The Brit Awards kind of trailer came out, and it said live performances from, and it didn't mention Noel was doing a live performance. Plus, also, Noel was on TalkSport the other day, and they asked him about going to the Brits, and he sort of said, yeah, well, I think because it's in Manchester, they just wanted someone from Oasis. Liam said he wouldn't do it, so I'll go and do it, I suppose. So yeah, it sounds like it will just be Noel getting an award and that's it. But who knows? Who knows what's going on? And yes, and in the meantime, Liam is going to continue trolling me, continue winding me up, stalking my tweets and replying to me. Funnily enough, I've not hardly been on Twitter at all over the last few months. I've sort of just been so busy with work and other things. I've sort of, you know, really put that to the side. You know, I'm not on a tenth of what I used to be, but yet still, I tweet and he tends to reply. So it is very bizarre. But he still won't come on the show. But that's fine. I accept it. It's you know, he's been winding me up. Remember, back in 2017, he said. You know, I said, come on, Liam, come on the podcast. And he said, I've told you 100 times, I want to speak to you. And, you know, so he's been winding me up since 2017. It must be a fun game for him. And that's fine. That's fine. I accept it's just entertaining. But all right, look, that'll do it for today. I just wanted to quickly put this out before the Brit Awards tonight. But hope you guys enjoy the Brit Awards. And if you listen to this after, then you'll know what happened. But anyway, we will reconvene later once we know what's happened at the Brits. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.